What do you consider some of the most important phase three studies out there right now in renal cell? Let's stick with metastatic disease and then we'll get to adjuvant.
So the trials that are really going to help us understand the role for these agents are a couple things. We now know, as I shared with you before, that combinations of mTOR inhibition and angiogenesis inhibition with bevacizumab are combinations that can be given together. So there's a series of trials that are now beginning comparing RAD and bevacizumab or temsirolimus and bevacizumab to bevacizumab and interferon. So that's in the frontline setting. So that will answer for us whether two drugs against two different pathways are better than just angiogenesis inhibition. The other trial that's important, second trial that's important, is in sunitinib failures. Just to your point before, should we give a person another angiogenesis inhibitor or should we put them on an mTOR inhibitor? So that trial is going to be in sunitinib failures comparing temsirolimus to sorafenib. And we'll be able to say to the clinical oncologist, what's the basis with which you would go from sunitinib to sorafenib versus sunitinib to temsirolimus? And then the third trial is basically the cooperative group BEST trial. And that's a trial that is trying to address, can we give combinations safely? And if we can, is there a winner that we could then ask in phase three trials? The good news and bad news about that trial is that trial has been years in the making. It's now finally recruiting, but industry has taken up the slack and is basically asking those questions in phase three trials, not waiting for the best results. The best trial has bevacizumab, temsirolimus, and sorafenib, and it compares those drugs in combination versus a bevacizumab-only group in a randomized phase two trial.
This is the ECOG study?
This is the ECOG trial.
And so the control is Bev alone?
Correct.
So what happened to interferon?
I think you'd have to ask ECOG about what happened to interferon. I think many of us, that trial was designed at a time when people believed that the Bev alone data was sufficient for that arm. If I were designing such a trial today, knowing the results of the two randomized Bev interferon trials, I would really have liked to see Bev interferon as the control, but that wasn't the cooperative group's choice.
Do you think that that's the kind of study that can be implemented well in a community setting?
Absolutely.
I would think so.
Absolutely.
I think it would be kind of desirable.
In fact, I would argue that ECOG and other groups that are participating, 80% of the patients will come from community practices.